There's sheets right in the front, right by the sort of by the door panel ones. Yeah, should we start? Yes. Okay. Okay, Abbas, I think that it's fair to say that one of the centerpieces of the entire Yom Kippur davening is the vidui. Certainly, the centerpiece of the avoda performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which we recount, we relate what happened. Just come in, there's some sheets over there that Mama comes. So in Musaf at Yom Kippur, we tell over the Avodah, we say what the Kohen Gadol did, including the fact that he was misvadeh on the different animals and so on, three times and so on. And of course, during the davening itself, our vidu becomes a central part of the entire Yom Kippur davening. We say it no fewer than 10 times during the course of the entire Yom Kippur, twice at each of the Yom Kippur tefillahs, twice at Maariv, twice at Shacharis, twice at Musaf, twice at Minchah, twice at Ne'ilah. The Ne'ilah is a little bit of a shorter version, we don't say all the Al-Chaitz, but basically the Vidui is recited 10 times throughout Yom Kippur, such that again, I say, it is really one of the centerpieces of the whole Yom Kippur davening. I think it's more than the centerpiece. It's very interesting, the Pasuk that I quote in the first source, from Parshas Achrimos, which we lay on Yom Kippur, Vayikra Perek Tezai, Pasuk Lamed. That Pasuk is one of the signature psukim of Yom Kippur. We say it many, many times throughout the davening, not only when recounting what the Kohen Gadol did, because he said that Pasuk, but it's in the Shemoneh Esrei and it's in the Slichas. We say it many times. The first source, Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Lechem Matar Eschem Mikol Chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem Titaru. So Targum Yonasan on that Pasuk in the second source says, Arum B'yom HaDein Yechaper Alechem, Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Alechem, L'dacho Yason, Dacho means to purify, Tahara, those who studied the Masechtas that speak about Tahara, the end of the first paragraph of Pesachim, and so on, know that word. Then it says, L'dacho Yason Kocho Veichon, and now it's on about Ton, Koratun, Kodom Hashem Todun Surchen Oseichon V'tidchun. You should get up and admit, you should do Vidu, you should acknowledge your Averis, your mistakes, and then you'll be purified. That doesn't exactly say that in the Pasuk, but the Targum Yonasan understands that part of Yom Kippur. So now we're saying that the Vidu is not only something we do on Yom Kippur, but it becomes part of the very character of the day of Yom Kippur. Describing Vayom HaZeh, this day, what's the essence, what's the nature of this day? The nature of this day is that we become purified and we stand up in front of our Kadosh Baruch Hu and we do Vidu, and then that leads to what Yom Kippur is supposed to lead to. So it's just an interesting note that the Vidu is more, I think, than just part of the Tefillah, but it's part of the very character of the day of Yom Kippur itself. But as you know, our practice is that we don't limit our recitation of Vidui to Yom Kippur proper, but rather in the days leading up to Yom Kippur, when we say Slichas, we also say Vidui at the conclusion, the ultimate point of Slichas, we say the Vidui again. And the idea of doing it through our Aseres Yemei Teshuva, that's the famous Gemara, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Vav, Source 3, Dir Shu Hashem Bimotzo Kra'u Bioso Karo, we know that Pasuk, it's in the laning of the Haftorah, on the Tanit Sibur, right? Seek out a Kodesh Baruch when he can be found, call to him when he's nearby, and so on. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara in the fourth source, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, Omar Shmuel Bar Inya, Mishmei Derav, Minayin L'Gzardin Shal Tzibur Shem Nechtam. How do we know that a negative decree against the Tzibur is never signed? The Gemara says, what do you mean, Eno Nechtam, Voksiv, Nechtam Aronach Olafonai, El Afagav Shenechtam Nikwa, Shemar Kashem, Elokeinu Bechol Karinoi Lov. Kodesh Baruch Hu is around, is available whenever we call upon it. So Mar asks, what do you mean? Vaksiv Dir Shu Hashem B'Motzo. The Pasuk Dir Shu Hashem B'Motzo implies we have to search out a Kodesh Baruch when it can be found, implying that's not all times. Right? B'Motzo, when he's around, when he's available, when he can be found, that's when you have to search out a Kodesh Baruch. But it doesn't say that he's around all the time. The other Pasuk says, Kashem Elokein B'chol Kren Elov. So the Gemara answers, no, Hasan B'Yochid, V'Hocha B'Tzibur. B'Tzibur, Kodesh Baruch is always available. B'Tzibur, Kodesh Baruch is always around. But B'Yochid, that's only when it's found. So the Gemara says, "B'yochid emas." So take by yochid. When is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is around? Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Barbu, Elo Asar Yom Mishbeim Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippurim." That's the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, right? Aseres Yemei Teshuva is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be found, as Rashi said in the fifth source. "B'yochid emas motzilo dichsiv b'motzo." When is it a Kodesh Baruch Hu is findable, so to speak? That's Tafkid during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And the Rambam brings this in Hilchos Teshuva, Parak Beis, Halacha Vav, the sixth source. Alpi Shat Teshuva Hatzaka Yafel Olam. Even though Teshuva and crying out to Kodesh Baruch Hu is appropriate all the time, but Basora Hayomim Thank you very much. Basora hayomim shebein rosh hashanah v'kippurim hu yofeh miyoser u'miskabeles hi miyad. Shenemar dir shor shem v'motzo. The Rambam says, it's always good to do tshuva. It's always good to daven. It's always good to call out a kodesh baruch. It could be a Sunday afternoon in March. It could be a Wednesday night in August. It doesn't matter. Any time is good. However, during this time, a kodesh baruch is especially available and the tefillos are immediately accepted because of this same pasuk. And then he said, "B'med v'amor b'yochid." He mentions that chilek in the yochid in the tzibur. Avot tzibur kozman shoshin chu v'tzolkem v'leiv shalom emnen and shenamar kashem elakenu v'chol kreiner lov. The Rambam is just explaining that gemara. But the bottom line is, the Rambam is telling us that for yochid this time of year, these 10 days, okay, asara yom shabein rosh hashanah v'kippurim, the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, inclusive, he yofa b'yos that tefillahs are even more important. And probably what could be viewed as a continuation or a result, the Rambam says in the next parak, in source 7, parak Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Dalet, Umipnei Inyan Zeh, Nagul Kol Beis Yisrael Laharbos Bitztoko Maisim Tovim V'Lasef Mitzvahs Barot Meir Hashan V'Adam Kippurim Yes HaMikol Hashana. Based on this, the Rambam says it's the practice within Klal Yisrael to give more tzedakah, to do more mitzvahs and more ma'asim tovim than we do the rest of the year. And more important for us at the moment, the second line there in source 7, Nagu kulam lakum balayla ba'asar yom elu. The meaning is to get up at night during these days, ulispalal bo'ate k'nesios b'divrei tachnunim v'kivushim ad shi'or hayom. And to say what we call slichas, the Rambam calls them divrei tachnunim. What's the difference between tachnunim and slichas? That's another discussion. But the Ashir another time, Bez Hashem. But the Rambam says that's the practice. And of course, that's the practice we follow, that in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we get up early, earlier, whatever, preferably in the nighttime when it's right before dawn, and we say the slichas. The Shulchan Aruch, of course, mentions that our practice, and the Rambam doesn't say it, our practice is to start the slichas even earlier than that, not just during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but rather, as the Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Noagim loku bashmoras lomar slichas v'tachnum erosh chodesh el ve'elach ad yom ha-kippurim. Not just the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as the Rambam says, but rather from Rosh Chodesh Elul on. And that is the practice among the Sfardim. They start saying, the Sfardim start saying slichas already, their slichas, not the same text as ours, but they start saying slichas already Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Rambam writes, I'll go. Minig b'nei Ashkenaz ain't okay. The Ashkenazic minig is not that way, but rather, Elam Rosh Chodesh ve'elach maskin l'skoach atzul shachris. We do something start Rosh Chodesh Elul, namely Tkir Shofar after, after shachris, right? The Yesh Mekom Shetokin Gamkin Arv is fine. But Omdim, here's what's relevant to us at the moment. But Omdim by Shmoris Omar Slichas, Biom Alev Shalifne Rosh Hashanah. We start saying Slichas the Sunday, the Saturday night slash Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Biom Chal Rosh Hashanah Beis or Gimel, and if Rosh Hashanah lands on a Monday or a Tuesday, this year wasn't relevant. This year Rosh Hashanah was a Thursday. So we started the Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos immediately before. But if Rosh Hashanah were to land on a Monday or a Tuesday, Oz Maschilim Yom Aleph Shavuot Shalafana, then you have to start the previous Motzei Shabbos, the previous Sunday, the week before, right? The longest slichas than we had this year. But in any event, from all of this, it's clear that although the definition of vidui and so on is limited to Yom Kippur, but we extend extra tefillos not only to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as the Rambam said, based on that Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dafir Ches, but also much earlier, the Sfaradim all the way back to Rosh Chodesh El, the Ashkenazim, the Motzei Shabbos before, or two Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. And what do we say during these periods of extra tefillah? The Rambam didn't give an example. He just said, I look back in source 6, the Rambam just said, I'm sorry, source 7, the Rambam just said, Dibrei tachnunim v'chibush, and you say special prayer, it doesn't say what they were. Shulchan Aruch also didn't say it, just said slichas v'tachnunim. Okay, but in Simon Reish, Tuf Reish Beis, source number 9, or Chaim Simon Tuf Reish Beis, the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, there, the details are given. It says, Bechol ayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah kippurim, marbim b'tfilos sachronim. Okay, that we saw. Hagav ve'omrim avinu malkeinu erev boker. We say avinu malkeinu both the shacharis and the mincha. Milvad b'shabbos, it's not on Shabbos. Va'afilu mchal mila shenam tachna. Afilu hacham avinu malkeinu. Fine, if there's a bris and shul, you don't say tachna. We still say avinu malkeinu. And here's what's important for us now. Ve'omrim bechol yom shlosha pamim vidui kodem alos ha'shachar. And we say the vidui 3 times prior to the dawn, right? In the early morning, we say the slichas. Towards the very end of the slichas, we say the text of the video, Hashamnu, 3 times. And that's how it's printed in all of our slichas and so on. That's what we say. That's the Ashkenazic minhag. I'm not sure if the Sfaradim do that or not. I assume they do. It says, this is from the Rambam. I shouldn't say, I don't know. But among Ashkenazim, yeah, they do. They say, I don't know. Okay, so, but in any event, we'll check it out. But the point is, Ashkenazim says the Hashamnu 3 times. 3 times. Then it says milvad, with the exception of Erev and Kippur, she'en also upon achas. Okay, one time in Erev and Kippur. Tomorrow we'll get back to that. What's the idea of saying it three times? Why do we say the Hashamdu three times during the Slichah Yosem Etshuva? So the Bira HaGro, they're only going there, and so it's 10, writes in the Tov Reish Beis, or Omer Chol Yom, Kamosha Kosa B'Yuma Pei Zayinam Al-Alav. He refers you to a Gemara. Okay, and Rashi and the Gemara, Yuma Pei Zayinam Al-Alav. What's going on over there? So there, the Gemara indicates that when you ask for forgiveness to somebody, you present it three times. The Gemara draws on the Psukim, which are printed in Source 11, the Psukim in Parashas Vayechi. If you remember correctly, when after Yaakov Avinu died, so the brothers of Yosef thought, now we're gonna get it. I mean, until now he pretended he forgave us, everybody was living happily ever after. That was just Mishum Kvodos Abba, right? That was just they didn't want to upset the father. But now that the father's gone, now it's payback time. That's what the brothers were afraid of, right? That's what they said. They concocted a whole story. We just want to let you know that our father told us we should tell you to please forgive. Anyway, that's what's going on here in Parshas Vayechi, Bereishis, Perek Nun, starting in Pasuk Tes Vav. Vayirach Yosef Kimeisa Vim Vayomu Luyis Temeni Yosef V'Hashem Yoshiv Lonu Es Kol Arosh Shegamalo. So now we're going to get it. We're going to think he's going to pay us back for all the trouble that we caused him all the years later. Vayitzah, all the Israeli rather. Vayitzah V'Yisrael Lemor V'Yichad Tzivlev Nemo Yisrael Lemor Kol Somo Yisrael Ona Sona Pesha Achecha V'Chatosom Kiro Gmalucha. Please forgive their sins. Fine. So based on that, the Gemara says that there's only going to refers to. In Source 12, the Gemara Numa pays Zainam at Allah. The Gemara says, V'yomar, it's in the middle of something else, so I just extrapolated from there. V'yomar chatasi v'yasher havisi v'lo shavali. And if Yosef Chanina says, Omar or Gemar, V'yasher Chanina, kol v'vakesh mechavero al yivakesh menu yoser mishalosh pamim shenemar sona v'ata sona. So if you look carefully, it's through this. Sona, v'ata, right? Ona, sona, v'ata sona. It says ona and sona v'ata sona three times, right? That's how Rashi explains. Chotosi harei pam echaz v'yosher havesi harei shtayim v'loshom alei shosha, right? Ona, sona, v'ata sona, ein no elosh mekosha. So you have three verbs, ona and so and v'ata. Okay. Bottom line is, that's the mokra for three times. You ask something for someone for three times, so we say Hashamnu three times, pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for our errors. Just as a side point, it's interesting. Source 14 of Ma'aser, if any source that I didn't have in the computer, I print on the back page. I want to refer to the back page of this packet. So the Ma'aser Rav, which has the Hanhagas, the Vilna Gaon, Os Reish Beis, even though the Vilna Gaon didn't say it, the Vilna Gaon, the Shulchan Aruch said there are more rights, you should say Hashamnu three times at the end of the Slichas. Right, which we do. And the Vilna Gaon gives you the mucker for it. But apparently the Vilna Gaon himself didn't hold that way. In the Ma'aser Rav, Os Reish Beis, you see in the back page, if you want to look in the back, very back, back page, B'slichos ein omrim vidya sham nekim pam achad v'lo gimel pam. So the Vilna Gaon's own practice, every day was only one time. Okay, L'maisa, that's not the widespread practice, that's the Gaon. Okay, if you look in back in the regular sheets in 15, regular order, there the Mishneh Berurah, and that's him in Tov Reish Beis, in Kotan Vav, says Gimel Pamim Vidui, and not only, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings this in the Halach of Slichas, V'aseres Meitshuva, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'chein Miyom Echad the Slichas Ad Erva Shana V'chein Mashmin Hagen. Anytime, all the Slichas, even the Slichas that we start before Rosh Hashanah, also three times, and that is the minute. Okay, so our minute, as you know, you can look at any additional Slichas, and you'll see the Hashamnu appears three times at the very end of Slichas. That's, it's almost a culmination, really, of the whole Slichas, is saying the Vidui three times. And so, coming back, even though Vidui is associated with Yom Kippur, Kippur, I always say, Chaper Lechem, the way the Targum Yonason said, and it's a day that Vidui is said altogether 10 times on Yom Kippur, we already start saying Vidui earlier, not only Aseres HaMetshuva, like the Rambam says, but like the Shulchan Aruch says, either from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Gardim, or the Ashkenazim, the Motzei Shabbos, or two before Rosh Hashanah, and Vidui is a central piece. However, let's look back for a moment at what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. This is what I want to get to now, and that is Erev Yom Kippur, which of course is tonight, tomorrow morning. The Shulchan Aruch had said in Siman Tov Reish Beis, there in Siman Tov Reish Beis, that what you do is you say milvad, you say three times, like we just explained. Look at the last line of 9. Milvad be'erev Yom Kippur she'ein omrim oso elapam achas. Except for Erev Yom Kippur, that's tomorrow morning, we're going to say the Hashamnu only one time. And that's true. That's our meaning. We say short slichas tomorrow. Tomorrow morning we have the very abbreviated slichas. Or those who say it tonight, whatever, to 10 to 1. Chatzos, also very abbreviated. So that's our standard meaning. There are some by the Ekkes and Broyers, they say a long slichas on Erev Yom Kippur, like on Erev Rosh Hashanah. A long slichas. We don't follow that. Most Ashkenazim don't follow it. We say a short version of slichas, and we say Yoshamnu only once. That's from the Rokeach. Who is the Rokeach? The Rokeach is one of the Balei Atosis. Okay, Belezer Gormaiser, Belezer Rokeach. So he wrote a work. He called it a Sefer Rokeach. In the introduction, he says he calls it the Rokeach, Reish Kuf Ches. You don't hear this spelled Reish Vav Kuf Ches, but Reish Kuf Ches. So he said that's in Gematria his name. He spelled Eliezer without the Yud. So he was Meramist his name in the title of the Sefer. I think he's the one who writes that from him on. Many people who write Svarim try and Meramist to some their name in the title of the Sefer, Gematria, with something, some connection, or just they call it. Pre-Yitzhak or whatever, because his name is Yitzhak. So the Rokeach said that the proper thing to do to be Meramis to your name in the title of your Sefer. He did it himself. So that's what's called the Sefer Rokeach. His name was Elezer Gromaizer. Anyway, he writes, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Simon Reish Yud Dalet, his Sefer Rokeach. Again, one of the Balei Tosfos, Hilchos Yom Kippur, 16, Misvad the Shachris Pam Achas. Okay, because Shohar didn't say why. It's just Shohar back in source number 9 just said we say slichas three times every day at the end of slichas, except that Erev Kippur you say it once. Doesn't say why is Erev Kippur, why is this day different than any other day, why is she once saying slichas, why do we Erev Kippur say only one time? So he quotes that the mucker for this din is the Rokeach, and the Rokeach says it in source 16, misvada shachris pam achas, why lefi sheyesh lo lehisvados b'mincha Kodam Achiloso Ube Mayr, because we're anyway going to say the Vidui two more times that day. We're going to say it at Mincha before the final meal, before the Sumav Sekes, right? Whatever, most shuls at Minyanim, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, right? We're going to say the Vidui then. In the Salah Shemon Esa, we say the long Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. So you're going to say it then. And you're going to say it at Mayr also. So Mamele, you have three times. Okay? And the Bir HaGur quotes that as the reason. 17, the Biur Gor, Shabur and 18 both quote, right? Nuvah mipnei shasid in lomar beis pameh b'mincha v'aris, okay? And the same thing the Shabur writes, that's the, and then they both add that this day is a little bit of a yontif. That's a different discussion. Erev Yom Kippur has a little bit of a yontif quality to it, because we celebrate the Luchos Shnias. Historically, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos on Yom Kippur, so we can't celebrate Yom Kippur, we celebrate an Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi and Rashbam and Baba Basa and the Rashi in a couple of places has a whole cheshbon. You want to figure it out, not for right now, but it's a little bit of a yontif Erev. That's why the Suda Mafsekas, we don't eat an Erev Kippur just because, you know, we want to be full to be able to fast, but we have a Suda. It's a yontif type of Suda, right? With the nice dishes and the challah and then soup or whatever the cook makes. But, you know, it's a tickle yontif. That's why we have a little bit of a celebratory aspect to Erev Kippur. So one of the celebratory aspects is maybe the shortest slichas, that's according to some. That's why you say shortest slichas, like a little bit of a yontif. Another nafkaminis in that din, for another time maybe. But anyway, so the Rokeach writes, and the Gro says, and Mishabur, all say, because you're going to say it three times. Stop. Well, wait a minute, what do you mean? So what we're basically saying is, you don't have to, every morning, starting when we first began slichas, we said what? We said Hashem at the end of slichas three times. Erev Yom Kippur, you don't have to say it three times, because anyway you're going to say it in Mincha, and you're going to say it again in Ma'ariv. Wait a minute, it's the next day already. Mayrav is already Yom Kippur. Mayrav is, it's Yom Kippur already. Well, what's going on? It's the next day. Right? I hear my voker. It's already not that day anymore. So even if you tell me, okay, you're going to say it in Mincha, but what's this? You're going to say it in Mayrav? You say it twice in Mayrav, actually. Say it once in the Salah Shemon Esrei, there's no Chazor Sashat in Mayrav, but once in the Slichas of Mayrav. Very, very strange. And I didn't really see too many people in the Ora this said. It's very difficult to understand what the Rokeach means, and the Biur HaGur and the Mishnah Berurah both quoted that, well, you're going to say Hashamnu again anyway twice today. Okay, Mincha I get, but Mayrav already, it's the next day. Very, very difficult to understand. So hold that question, and let's look back. Where do we get this idea altogether that you have to say Vidui and Mincha? It's not Yom Kippur yet, right? Let's talk about Mincha first before we get to Mayrav. Why are we saying Vidui at Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur? Right? It's not Yom Kippur, so we should we'll say Mincha, we'll daven properly, we'll put all the additions into the Shemoneh Esrei, everything else. Well, why are we saying Vidui at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei and Erev Yom Kippur? So that's a Gemara in Yuma Pei Zayin and Beis 19, Tanur Rabbanan. Mitzvos Vidui Erev Yom Kippur im Chashecha. The proper time to Vidui Erev Yom Kippur is when it gets dark at night. Avol Omer, as Rashi says, la'achar achila. Rashi in 20 says, it's again, Yuma Bezayin and Bez, im chashecha la'achar achila mishekibel alav Yom Kippur. Once Yom Kippur, it's proper to say Vidu. Avol Omer, chachamim, back in the Gemara, yisvad de kodem shiyochel v'yidu. you should do vidah before you eat and drink for the last time, what we call the Suda Mafsekas. Why? Shema titarev daito besuda. Very, very difficult to understand. Shema titarev daito. You'll get messed up. Your head, brain will get messed up. Your head will get scrambled during the meal. Rashi says, machmas shichrus. You'll drink a little too much. You'll get a little tipsy. And then you won't be able to daven properly. I mean, it's hard for us to imagine. In those days, the main drink was wine. People drank wine and you know, alcoholic beverages, what they had. The water wasn't clean and so on and so forth. So maybe, but still, it's a little strange. What guy, what Meshuggah is going to drunk on Erev Yom Kippur? You know, what was it, Purim? You know, Yom Kippur, right? You're going to drink, drink too much? Someone's pointed out to me, a lot of times on Purim, people say that drasha. Well, Purim's all like Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur. So we never heard a Rav get up like Kulnu United and say, no, today's really like Purim. The other way, nobody says it's Russia. You never hear that on Yom Kippur. Hit on poor. But anyway, but Lemaisa, but okay, somehow someone's going to get messed up and he won't be able to go to shul. So therefore, at least he did vida before he ate on the Erev Yom Kippur afternoon. Good. And then the Gemara says, "V'afo pishis v'adakodim shachov v'shasam is alacha shachov v'shter." Okay, but you better do vida again. Why? Shema ira davar kalkala besuda. Maybe during the suda. You sinned also, you know, you talked Lashon Hara, you weren't careful about benching, you know. Even the Suda Mafsekas, Erev Yom Kippur, it's a solemn mood, but you know, people are people, so you have people around, so you talk a little Lashon Hara during the meal, maybe you forgot to say brachas with kavana, so therefore you better say vida again. Then the Gemara goes on. V'afo pi shizvada arvi, shizvada shachar shizvada musaf, musaf shizvada mincha, mincha shizvada benila, right? Even though you said vida again and again throughout all the tours, you say it again. V'heichan omer, where do you say the vida? Yochid achar tefilaso, the yochid at the end of the daf Shmoneh Esrei, u'shir tzibur omer be'emtzo. The chazan, during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, it's in the middle bracha, right? The bracha of kedushas hayom. Okay. This business of shema titar daito and shichrus, and the Miri also writes there in Yom Pesach Beis 21, mitzvahs vida erev Yom Kippur mimchashecha techer lekabalas kedushas hayom. Right? When should you really do vida? Once Yom Kippur arrives, once the kedushas hayom is chal. He kind of merges them together, right? Either he'll get drunk or some bad will happen in the meal, and he won't do the proper vidui later on. The Rambam brings us to halacha, Perek Beis, halacha Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lachol Lachol Yochel Rab Mukates Mechilas Lich Yisrael Lefichov Chayav Makol Lasus Tshuva Lishvad Uzman HaKippurim. Again, the Rambam identifies vidui as a central part of Yom Kippur. Umitzos Yidam Kippurim Shiyaschem Erev Hayom Kodem Shiyocha. Now he gets a little different. Shema Yechonek Besuda Kodem Shizvada. You'll eat something and it'll disagree with you. You'll die or you'll get sick. You'll choke on something. You'll have to rush to the hospital. You'll never make it to Shul on Yom Kippur. Right? That's the Rambam says. Shema Yechonek Besuda Kodem Shizvada. V'afo Pish Zadam Kodem Shiyocha. Chosem Zvada Belele Yom Kippurim Arviz. Even though you said Vida at Mincha, you say it again at Marib. Arviz Chosem Zvada Beshachris. Umusa, umincha, umanila, right? One is undo the other. You keep saying it over again, so it actually comes out 11 times, right? I said before 10, I was told I'm going to keep it proper, but it means 11. Behechem izvada, yochid om achar tfiloso, shirtiv remtiz viloso, brocha revias. Fine. The Lechem Mishnah has a little bit of a girsa. He says that the girsa, perak beiz alachazayin there, the Rambam had the lotion of Shem Yechonek, and others have a different girsa, shemati tarif daito. Okay, different girsa. Okay? As a side point, and this is really a total side point, I think it's an interesting one. You know, what good is it going to do this guy if he did vida on Erev Yom Kippur? Okay, let's say Thompson did vida on Erev Yom Kippur, and then he choked, and he had to go to the hospital or worse. Lamaisi never made it to Yom Kippur. I mean, at the end of the day, if the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, I mean, it's a sad story, but he died before Yom Kippur, right? So what good does it do? And it's what Mahawilu Chacham Takanosam, right? That's a stunning, an interesting question. Right? How does it do any good? Let the guy do vidui before, just in case he should die. Okay, but Lemaisi never made it to Yom Kippur. So just as a side point, there's the next couple of sources, digress for a moment, at source 24. The Gemara says in Erech and Daf Yudim Beis, the Gemara wonders why we don't say a Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. After all, it's Yontif. We say good Yontif, Rosh Hashanah is Yontif, Yom Kippur is Yontif. So the Gemara says the Malachim had a Taina. Okay? Omru Malachi Ashar, Sifna Kaddish Boch, Rebotash, Nei Ma, Ein Yitzom, Omru Shirof, Anach, Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Why don't the Jews sing Hallel on Yom Kippur? Yontif, right? Yontif in every other sense. So on the hand, Efsher Melech Yosheva Kisadim V'Sivichayim V'Sivim Meisim Sukhul Levonah V'Sholam Mashiach L'Fonai. What do you mean? This is the day I'm sitting with the books of judgment in front of me and then I start singing and dancing. It's not appropriate. Right? It's not appropriate. Fine. I'll bring this up here. Because most people, many people translate this Gemara, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason, the book of life and the book of death. That's not what it says. It doesn't say Sefer Chaim and Sefer HaChai and Sefer HaMeis, or Sefer Mavis. It's Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason, the book of the living and the book of the dead. Right? Not the book of life and death, not the same thing. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch records a practice in Sinat Tov Reish Chaf Aleph, Nichols Yom Kippur, Sivvav. Nagu lidor tztokos b'makipurim ba'ad ha-mesin. A minute to give tztokah in memory of the deceased on Yom Kippur. We call that Yizkor. That was the original Yizkor. The original Yizkor was on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur only. The fact that we now say Yizkor at the end of Sukkot on Shemini Atzeres, the last day of Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos, that's later. The original Yizkor was here. Okay? Umazkir in the Shema Seim. Why? The ha-mesin gam kein yesh lem kapora b'yamakipurim. Because there is some kapara for the mason on Yom Kippur also. That's a Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason. The deceased, however we understand that, in the other world, then the Shema goes up, whatever it means exactly. But there is some kapara. Where do we see that from? So it's fascinating. There is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Dvarim Perek Kaf Aleph Pasuk Ches, by the Egla Rufa story. Egla Rufa, remember they found the body, and they weren't sure how the person got there, and then so they had a whole ceremony, and part of the ceremony was that they say the following pasuk. Hashem, please atone for the people you redeemed from Mitzrayim. Right? Etc. So, what do you mean the people? This is could be hundreds of years later when the people are all dead. The people left Mitzrayim are deceased already. What do you mean? So, the evidently, when there was kapara, the mason also did kapara. That's how the Beis Yosef writes, and that's Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph. Name of that Mordechai. He brings the raya from this pasuk by the Egla Rufa. Kapar Lam Chisol Elo Achaim Asher Podisa Elo Meisim Elamet Shameisim Tzvichim Kapara. What's the idea? So the Darke Moshe there in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph quotes in the name of the Marivayel 28 in his Tshuvas Hilchach Nikra Yom HaKippurim Beloshen Rabin. We call it in short. We call it Yom Kippur. It's Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Okay. So I do anything called Kippur, with the Yom. It's Yom Kippur. But technically, it's really Yom HaKippurim. In the Chumash, it says Yom HaKippurim. In the Davening, the Brocha, Yom HaKippurim is there. Mekadosh Yisrael Yom HaKippurim, in the plural. For which the correct English translation would be not Day of Atonement, but Day of Atonements, in the plural. Yom HaKippurim, in the plural. What plural? Yes. Kapor Lechaim, Kapor Lemesim. Okay, so now we can perhaps answer our question. Again, this is a digression, I told you. But why didn't it tell this person to do Vida Yom Kippur? If he's going to choke and he died, never made it to Yom Kippur. He still got Kapora. There's still Kapora even for the Mason. Okay, but getting back to our issue, again with the Vida, very, very strange. But we say Vida on Yom Kippur afternoon at Mincha before the meal, and then we say Vida on Yom Kippur proper. So the Chidush Ramban on that sugya, and I'm going to read the Ran on the Rif on Vav and Aleph and Yuma. Quotes, basic quotes of Ramban. So we can read one of the two sources, 29 or 30, just more or less the same thing. He summarizes it. But the Ramban writes as follows. He has a problem. He says, everybody learns this Gemara, okay? That it means is just as you have to say Vidur before the Sudam Afsekis, right? Mincha time, which we do tomorrow afternoon. Most Yom Tov, we come to Shul, we daven Mincha Maariv back to back. I mean, some people daven Mincha Gedol and Yeshiva, whatever. Most regular Friday night, regular Leil Yontif, you come to daven Mincha Maariv, not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, all the Shuls have Mincha earlier, right? Two, three, right, earlier. And then you come to Shul for Kol Nidre, there's no Mincha now. You daven Mincha earlier. But that's in order to have the Vidur before you eat. So the Ramban writes in the Chidush Ramban, the Ramban quotes him also. He says that the Gemara says, just like you have to, just as you said Vidur before it, Mincha, you also have to say it again when it gets dark. And he says, most understand that to mean at Maariv, okay, Betulas Arvis. But the Ramban writes in the second line of 29, that can't be what it means. Nira lefi dikta kaloshna zeh, she'ein havidu shemizvada la'achar achila Betulas Arvis. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is not talking about that after, that the vidu that said after you eat, that's Maariv. No, says Ramban, that's not what it's talking about. Should have said it just like the rest of the Gemara said. The rest of the Gemara says you were Mizvada Arvis, get Mizvada again Shachris. Shachris again a Muslim. Muslim doesn't say it. It should say you were Mizvada before eating, it should be Mizvada Arvis. It doesn't say that. Okay? It's like it says in the other place. But, oh, and he says furthermore, he says he has a couple other kashas, and he says, one second. All right. Arvis, what do you mean? Arvis is not, I mean, is on the clock after he ate and drank, but it could be quite a while later. By the time we get up to Vidur and Maariv, it's not Achar Achilu Shtiyah. Again, look at the Lashon of the Gemara. If you want to see it again, back in Source 19. The Gemara says, "V'afal pi shizvade kodem shiochol v'shasa, misvade la'achar shiochol v'shasa." So it says Ramban, I mean, it's true, it's afterwards. Okay, we're also living after the Civil War now. I mean, I can't write that after is a long time. But he said that's a funny lashon for the Gemara to use. After, I mean, after implies more or less right after, not, you know, an hour later after Kol Nidre, the Rabbi's Droshen, the Rabbi Meir, and then finally it came to, so the lashon doesn't fit, says the Rabban. And furthermore, he says, and I'm just saying it outside to save a few moments of time, but you can read the Rabban inside. That furthermore, says the Rabban, well, and second, what do you mean, oh, don't think because you had vidur before you ate, you don't now have to do vidur later. What do you mean? Maariv, it's Yom Kippur. Of course you have to say vidur at Maariv. It's part of Yom Kippur. Would I have thought, well, 1 minute, I already said vidur before I ate the Surah Mafsekes, so maybe now I don't have to say it at Maariv. Who would have thought that? Says the Ramban. Maariv, you're saying vidur because it's part of Yom Kippur davening. It's part of Yom Kippur. You're going to say it Shachris and Musaf and Mincha Neil and Savari. You're going to say it Maariv. Well, what does the Gemara say? Af op, even though you said it Mincha, oh, but you still got to say Maariv. No kidding. Maariv is a different thing. It's Yom Kippur. Okay, he writes six or seven lines down towards the end of the sixth line. But oh, my afal pi b'chital el datcha shalom yisrael b'yom kippur atzmo. When anybody write my think, oh, Yom Kippur, I don't have to do vid. You know what? I did it before. When anybody think that, yisrael el datcha shalom yisrael b'yom kippur atzmo. Ve'ech vid, ve'ein vid arvis el mishum shem ira dal kakol shalaver besuda. And the only thing is, well, you better do it because in case he choked, you know. In case he talked lashon hara to me, you better do it again. What do you mean? Even without that, let's say you're a firm person, you had a very solemn and serious Surah Mafsekes, you still have to say vidur Maariv because now it's Yom Kippur. So Ramban said the whole thing is very, very strange. And therefore, he says, it's very, very important. Ella, mashma, about 5 lines in the bottom, Ella, mashma, the hachi katani. Mitzvah vidur she'er yom kippur, every yom kippurim, shetzorach lizvado, kezei shikaneis, the proper time, the Erev Yom Kippur vidui, is mamish right before sunset, right before the Kedusha Yom, right before Kol Nidre time, right before. That's what the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, that's what the Gemara means. Nothing to do with Maariv. No, it's im chashecha samach yom atzma. Why? Shelo yeheshos lachato beim havidu v'hayom. So we no time to do any averus. You're stuck. Okay, you just said vidur, and now it's the night. Oh, you want to do an averus, an opportunity, right? Because you said vidur mamish right before, you know, the kedusha yom entered. Then avachashu chamishem titarv died to besuda v'yimne b'shishchusa minavid. Yeah, we're afraid, you know, maybe he won't be able to say that vidur properly because he overate, he got drunk or whatever. Therefore, we say vidur beforehand at mincha, before the Surah Mafsek, before eating. Then the afal pi shisvada kodem achila chozum isvada bizmano im chashecha. Now the Gemara fits in beautifully. Now what the Gemara meant was, even though Yitaka said the vidur before mincha, at mincha time, before eating, you still have to say the vidur, not Maariv, that's upgave at a bottom Maariv, means right before the vidur at the end of the day of Erev Yom Kippur. So mamish, you can go into Yom Kippur somewhat cleansed, right? I mean, you said the vidur, you didn't have time to observe what someone was wearing and make fun of the shirt or whatever. You had no time for anything. You right away went into Yom Kippur. That's what he says. Okay? Vidur shal arvis, the vidur of Maariv, that's vidur Yom Kippur. That, when I'm talking about it, you have to say that. Yeah.
Which question? We don't do.
Oh, that's Ramban. That's Ramban. The Ramban quotes it. Okay, now it's interesting. The Ran sort of suggests that Rashi disagrees with this whole thing. There's a Sefer 31, Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Tosfos Yom HaKippurim was written by Reb Moshe Ben Chavir, an early Achronim. He wrote a three-part Sefer. I don't know the boys using it. The boys will learn. There's a Sefer called it's called Shemos Baritz Yom Kapos Tmarim. This Moshe Ben Chavir wrote a three-part Sefer on the three Mesechtas of the Tishrei Yom Tovim. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's called, it's a line by line commentary on Rashi and Tosfos, you know, and then that Masechta or parts of Masechta. So the one on Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tua, the one on Yom Kippur is called Tosef Yom Kippurim, and the one on Yuma is called Tosef Yom Kippurim, the one on Sukkah is called Kapos Mar. And if you print them together now called Shemos Baritz, you'll probably see them lying on the base major. So the one on Yuma, so the Tosef Yom Kippurim writes on Pesach and Beis, he says that even though the Ran sort of tried to say that Rashi maybe agrees with Ramban, he says no, Rashi is Bola Fuke Perish Ramban. Kesha Kosaran. He works out that Rashi is not like that. And he writes, V'olam, quotes the name of the Beis Yosef, and the second one we'll see in a second. V'olam lo nogu karamban, what you said. Okay, the no one does like that, Ramban. We don't do that. Okay, back in the days, the Yachronot also didn't do it. Okay, but he does mention, Omnom, Po Yerushalayim, Tibona Meir Remenu, right? Here in Yerushalayim, he writes, Nogim Shekodim Shvalos Bal Arvis Omrim Kolakol Bikashti Loch Kel Chukosi. Some piyut, okay, Sheyesh Bovidu, Lot Sechi De Chovas Ramban. Apparently in Yerushalayim there was such a minig to say some sort of a piyut, I'm not familiar with it, Bikashti Loch Kel Chukosi, which had some form of vid in it, Lot Sechi De Chovas Ramban. But he says the Ramban is a little bit difficult because according to Ramban, this vidui is hanging. It's not part of tefillah. Right, all vidu that the Tosef Yom Kippurim's objection to Ramban is where's the tefillah? Vidu is accompanies tefillah, right? And you know, and or it's with part of slichas, which is like a tefillah. But where's the tefillah? Just suddenly, Erev and Kippur just get up and say vidu. We don't find such a thing anyway. And he said Rashi doesn't hold like that. The Ma'aser Rukeach on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Zayin also told different gersos. Okay, we won't go into that his issue now. It's again, but anyway, it's a very, very interesting point. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer Shari Tshuva Shar Beis Os Yudal 33. He says Mitzvah Asay Min HaTorah LaHayr Adam Esrucho Lachzu B'Tshuva Kippurim Shenemar Mikol Chatozichem Lifna Hashem Titar Al Kain Izivan Har Kosev Shenitar Lifna Hashem B'Tshuva Seino Uichapa LaMozeh LaTar Osano. Could be, you know, you can read in that it says Lifna Hashem Titar, and maybe it's what Ramban means before. Lifne Hashem, before you go in to Hashem, before you go in, Titaru. No, that's that. Maybe that's like the idea of the Ramban. The Ben Yonah is not saying that exactly in Shari Tshuva. We can just put it together. Maybe he understands the Lifne Hashem. He's the other question, entire Lifne Hashem and Tshuva saying. Maybe it means before you approach Yom Kippur, right before, say some kind of either. However, this Shita Ramban does not make it the tour. In Simon Tov Rei Zayin writes, Tzorchlis Vadas Minchah from Sudam of Sekes, Ketanya, he quotes the Gemara and so on, and he doesn't mention at all this idea of the Ramban. The Beis Yosef does. The Beis Yosef on that tour in the Archaim Simon Tov Rei Zayin quotes the whole Ramban with the Ran, the whole issue. All you need to look at right now is the last line of 35. Olam lo nagu kedivrei Ramban. The Velt does not do like that Ramban. Okay, and
could it be that
Tfilah Zaka? Oh, very good, very good. Okay. Excellent, hold the thought, exactly. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says it, we'll see in a moment. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef says, and in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, in Tzim Tofer Yizayin Tzif Aleph, Tzorach Lizvadas B'mincha Kodom Surah Mavsekes, and that's it. The Ramor says, Yochid Omer Achash Shenigwa Tfilah Asur V'shat Omer B'yom Kippur B'tocha Tfilah, and so on. But in any event, despite the Beis Yosef, Yosef Kara writes, the Velt is not knowing like that. Not everyone agreed. The Shlah, okay, in 37, in his Maseches Yuma Ner Mitzvah Oschav Gimel, this arrangement, very hard to find things in the Shul. He quotes this Ramban, okay, and goes through the Ramban, and he writes, after quoting the Ramban and explaining that he thinks the Ramban is right, on the third to last line, he writes, V'ro'oi l'chol yirei shamayim la'asos kain k'divrei Ramban. Shalom writes, every yirei shamayim do like Ramban. That's what he says. Me'achar shehevi raya metoset, he had raya and so on. Ve'afo pi shabis yosef simitosh zayin kosav ve'olam lo nogu k'divrei Ramban. Even though, with respect, the Shulchan Aruch said, we don't hold like the Ramban. Mikol mokom, ani omer hanoi k'divrei Ramban, huminek tov v'yosha min elokim. Nevertheless, with due respect to the Mechaber, I hold, says the Shulchan Aruch, someone who is choshes Ramban is doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. And v'chein ani noi. Okay? When I see it's about sunset, about to arrive tomorrow night, right? Yom Kippur, I see it's about to be sunset. I do vidu with all my strength. So that's what the Shulchan writes. The Magen Avraham on the page in Shulchan Aruch Simchat Torah Zayin, Simchat Zayin quotes this Shalom. Okay, he says, "Achal akad shalom tzarti etc." Kosev Ashalom, roi lahach melizvados achar achila kodem chashecha, like the Rabban. So the Magen Avraham quotes this practice in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Sif Aleph. again, analyzes the issue, quotes the whole Ramban. He has a different problem with the Ramban. One of Ramban's kashas was, well, why would we ever think that Leil Yom Kippur, why did the Gemara have to say, if you've said Vidur before the Surah Mafsekes, even so, you still have to say it at night? Well, no kidding, we said that. Ramban's kasha, it's in the Yom Kippur, Vadi is what to say. It's part of the Vidur Yom Kippur. So the Prichodesh, maybe the answer is, 1 second. Okay, the Vidu is modeled after the Vidu of the Kohen Gadol. It was only during the daytime. It's Avoda. The Prichodesh suggests that as a possibility to answer, that Kasha Rabban. Nonetheless, he also quotes this Piyut. He says, I find it, very end of the Prichodesh, V'achshav nagul omer lecha keli teshukasi. Again, the Prichodesh was fired, and he lived in Yerushalayim. Okay, he had the same minig to say this piyut that has vidui, okay, and so on. Well, if you take a look on the back page again, you'll see a couple of things in the Siddur Beis Yaakov. That's in Yaakov Emden, his Siddur, Seder Leil Yom Kippur, the second thing on the back page. Omer belachash biyachid avida b'tzara oshamnu im chashecha mamish. After he prints Tefillah Zaka, he says, Omer, then the next thing you do is Omer belachash b'yochid shavida b'ktzar ha'shamu. Yochid says it quietly, not the whole tzibur together. Everybody says it to themselves. V'harav o'ezokin v'choshu b'tzibur Omer divrei musar v'bechi l'or leva om. Then somebody gives a drosha, to wake people up and so on. U'motzi en harbe sifrei Torah. That's our minute, right? They take all the sifrei Torah out. V'anshei ma'is elokitam b'chibuk v'nishuk v'akshim mechila al she... We cover a Torah. We ask Mechilah from the Sefer Torah. The Omer in Pesach Zeh says Gimel Pumim. We do it 7 times. Or is it Tzadik and Tzadik? So basically, Yaakov Emden also quotes this practice of saying the Vidu of Hashamnu. He says specifically, look at the opening words: Omer belachash biyochid havidu b'tzar Hashamnu. You say the Hashamnu quietly. Okay. The same you sold b'shar shavoda perik vav in Shar Yiralef perik vav. The same you sold b'shar shavoda. This also, he quotes on the Kol Nidre. He says, when you come to shul right away, when you come to shul Kol Nidre night, yisvade benusach hashamnu begadnu kavish mavur lamali. You should say that whole nusach. The hanul yisvade b'chol also alpeis and hashamnu and so on and so forth. Everything we do, and he says, v'yizor ha'odam b'vidu zek kodem Kol Nidre ki udina de gemara pipir shamban. We're choshish for this Ramban. These are the shorosh of the rights. Sheikar havidu erevim kippur mechashecha. It's a Gemara, okay? Bezel oshar Gemara. He quotes the whole Gemara and print the whole Gemara again. Belochen yizor adam is there. Ukvar nispashe taminig bekama bote knesios lizvados betzibur kolam kol nidre. He says he knows the meaning of many shuls do it. The whole tzibur. Yaakov Emden says you do it quietly bechidus, but the sort of shorosh said the meaning to do it betzibur. The Matei Ephraim, Ephraim's on Margolios, who has this important sefer on all of the Din of Rosh Yom Kippur, which and a little bit of Atzukis, it's sort of like in some ways the final word on Ashkenazi Minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Matei Ephraim all the time. So in Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes in Sifches, the Ephraim quotes Nochon Sheterem Knisim Kippurim Yomer Belachash Habidik Tzar Shamnu. So you go right into Yom Kippur with tshuva, like the Ramban said. Okay, so he said that's the ikar mitzvah tshuva nadin, and he said that which we do beforehand is before by mincha is just case something happened in the suda, all right. And he says, but avol ein last line avol ein lino gain betzibur shenira kimoso al divrei chachamim hazal. The lemaisa Chazal said and didn't say this, so he says you don't do it betzibur. In Nefesh Harav, the Shechter, I'm out of order because I have in front of me, I'll go back to the Makoros, but in Nefesh Harav, the Rav Shechter quotes that, Rav Soloveitchik quotes that, this Magen Avraham, okay, in the name of the Shalom, and so on, everything we said, and he says, Mahay Tamanogum Ramos Anusa Tfilah, etc., Shechibe Harav Chai Odom. Okay, that's why many people say the Tfilah Zaka, that's in the Mishnah Berurah, if I look back and see it, the Mishnah Berurah is in, Mishnah Berurah source 43, the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Tov Reish Zayin, so Kohen Aleph says exactly what you said. You were mechaved in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, right? He says, the reason we do, he says, Yesh Poskim, at the end of the first line there, 43. Yesh Poskim, Shesovrim Shetzorach Lizvados Gam Acharach Kilekodim Chashecha, just right before dark. The royal Ahachmer Kadeizu, like the Magen Avraham quoted from that Shalom, based on the Ramban. V'chein Nogu Bizmaneinu Shomimos Tfilah Zaka. Tefillah Zaka, written by the Chai Odom, which often don't have time to say either. But Tefillah Zaka, the Chai Odom Taka, people say that has, it doesn't have the Vidui Hashamnu, but it has Vidui in it, that takes the place. Rav Shatrig in the back, that back page, quotes, four lines to the bottom, or five lines to the bottom, over Chaslavich, that's where the Rav grew up, over Chaslavich, in the city of Chaslavich, Hayaminag Loma Havida Harogil, Kodim Sha'omis Tefillah Zaka. In Chaslavich, the Rav grew up, they said the whole Vida before Tefillah Zaka. V'chein hinig rabbeinu beis hamedrash shalom b'Boston. That's the Rav Institute in Boston. Shekol hatzibur omer b'yachad. Eskol hanusach ha-vida ha-kotzer v'arab. They'll shamu and al-chetz. He had said the whole, imagine how he said the whole Vidui before Tefillah Zaka. Heichel metevis al-kenu k'seno ono etc. Tobal and t'oseno. Ad eskol diber terzos, the end of the al-chetz. Okay, we don't do that. I should say, there might be some shuls that do it. I don't think that's widespread practice. The Rav instituted that in Boston. But there are many people, myself included, I do say, based on this, after I finish Tefillah Zaka, I say Hashamnu, the Vidui Hashamnu. To be honest, these are these sheets based on Ramban. I just want to mention, so if you look in, back on the sheets now, in four, am I out of time? Oh. If you look at Source 45, it's very interesting what this might be a key in. So, anyway, oh, so before I get to that, now, with the Ramban, even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass the Ramban, we already saw the Shlo, and the Magen Avraham, and the Mishabru, and the Yaakov Emden, and the Sod of Shosh Avodah, many already quoted this practice. Now, I think with that, you understand the kasha we asked before. We asked before that it said in the Shulchan Aruch that the minig is to say Hashamnu and Slichas only once on Erev Yom Kippur tomorrow morning, not three times like we did for the last couple of weeks, right? Because you're going to say it again anyway, later at Mincha and at Ma'ariv. So we ask, what do you mean Myers already the next day? Not if you hold like Ramban. If you hold like the Ramban, there is a Vidui still before nightfall. There is a third Hashamnu that day of Erev Yom Kippur. So Taka Erev Yom Kippur, according to Ramban, it works out beautifully, in my opinion. Okay, I think I don't see them say this, but it solves the kasha. Okay, because the language now of the Rokech is exactly right. Okay, because you're going to say Hashamnu later. Not, well, the Rokech actually mentioned Myers. Rokech's a problem, but that concept, okay, you're going to say it later. Twice, once at Mincha, and once, not in Ma'ariv. No, Ma'ariv is a different day. That couldn't possibly count towards Erev Yom Kippur. If it's after dark already. It's during Ma'ariv. No, but it's the Samach HaShechet. It's right before the fast begins. Right before the Kedush Hayom begins. Right before Kol Nidre. Right after Kol Nidre, whatever. Before nightfall. So then, you've answered that question as well. I want to mention two other quick things if I can. You know, the Pasuk says regarding Yom Kippur, Pasuk Parshas Emor, by Yukur Parchav Gimel Pasuk Laman Beit. It says, Shabbos Shabboson Hu Lachem Nisim Es Nafshos Hechem. It says, B'sisho HaChodesh B'Erev Erev Ad-Erev Tishbesu Shabbatchem. Famous Pasuk. It says, Yom Kippur is observed from the ninth day of Tishrei, the ninth of the month, in the evening, you know, until the next evening, you have Yom Kippur. So everybody wonders, the Gemara, what do you mean the Gemara wonders? In a few places, I printed from Yuma, Payalef and Beis. The Gemara wonders, what do you mean the ninth in the evening? That's the tenth. We know by here, by Evoker, right? It's the, not the ninth in the evening, it's already the tenth. Thirty Yom Kippur. What funny lashon is that? So the Gemara says, "Midboiler Chintanya 46." V'nisem es nafsho sechem b'sisho lachodesh. Yochol yaskel v'sana b'sisho. Really, have to start fasting on the ninth? Okay. Tamalom v'erev. No, iba erev yochol mishtefsho. Tamalom b'sisho. So which is it? Okay, then. Maschilum is anem v'od yom. You begin Yom Kippur when it's still actually technically daylight out. Mikan shemosif and michol ala kodesh. That's another concept of Tosefis, of adding on to Yom Kippur. That's a Doraisa. We do it a lot of times Shabbos, especially in the summertime, right? It doesn't get dark till 8:30, and people make Eminyan at 6:45 or whatever, right? You can do it. That's a big machlokas. Is it chalv? Is it a Doraisa? Is it a Darbon? Is it a minig? Is it anything on Shabbos? But Yom Kippur for sure. Yom Kippur, the Pasuk. The Gemara Darsh is the Pasuk, right? Gemara says, and not only the beginning of Yom Kippur, the end of Yom Kippur, also you add on, Mosifin, Mechol, Al HaKodesh. Okay. What's interesting is that there is a Gemara continues on that same page, Payal and Beis, next page in the sources. The Gemara had another drasha. Mibar the Tanu Chia Barav Midifti, the Tanu Chia Barav Midifti, Vinisim Esnaf Shechem Bishisha, Vachidisisha Misanim, Halo Beosor Misanim, the tenth day. So Alom Malachol, you also know this din. Kola Ocha Vishosim Bichi, Mahal Vakosuk Yilisanat Shiva Siri. Whoever eats on Erev Yom Kippur the ninth is considered to fast the ninth and the tenth. The mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, so it's funny because in the Gemara, I'm just pointing this out for an observation. You can think about it. The Gemara seems to present this as a machlokas. As everybody agrees that it's a kasha. Why does it say the ninth and the evening? It's the tenth. What, you do something on the ninth? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer: yes, on the ninth, Mosif Michal Hakodesh. So it does start the ninth, but it's still outside, it's still the ninth. The sun hasn't set yet. The other opinion is you start on the ninth, but you observe the ninth by eating, have a suda. So it's interesting, since machlokas, we pass like both. We pass like both flushes. Isn't that interesting? The Rambam Hilchos Shvi'is is also a parakal v'chavav, right? You have tzorach, v'tzorach, l'hosu michol ha'kodesh, b'chnisos v'nitzios, v'shnemar, this pasuk, nisan esnaf shosechem, etc., etc. Shochan Aruch, and simen tov reish ches, sif alev, paskins. Ochlem umafsikim kodem ben hashmar. We start early. You know, we start early. Most shuls call kol nidre before lich bench, before the normal time for ma'ariv on a regular yontif or Friday night. Okay, we start early. That's the din. And the same thing at the end of yontif and tov reish chav dalat zibay. So achlos mechol hakodesh gam b'tziyoso. We end a little bit later, right? That's mostly mechol hakodesh. We pass it like that. Interestingly, the Rambam Hilchos Shvi'is also, Yom Kippur does not bring the din of eating an erev Yom Kippur. That I found that way. He does mention it in Hilchos Nedarim. Paragimel Alchates, I printed it, so it's 51. There, the Rambam does say if a person took a neder not to eat on a day that he has to eat, okay, Yontif, whatever, and he includes Erev and Kippur. So he does believe in it. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Tefresh, Dalet, Sifalov, Mitzah Lecho, Yom Kippur, Laharbos, Pesuda, also the Tanasbo, etc. So we pass him like both. But what is this? I was thinking, and then Baruch Hashem, I saw it in the Sasenis. Sort of. What I was thinking is follows. What if we're mekabel yontif early, right? Most people let's leave out the eating. We all eat. That's a shiloh when the mitzvah starts tonight. You know, after dark tonight's already tree, the mitzvah, if the yontif, so maybe it's the night before already. So there could be there's a mitzvah ready to eat tonight and erev kippur. That's a question when it goes back. If it's just fundamentally to have the nutrients and the energy to fast, so what you're going to eat on Thursday night is not like it to impact so much what happens on Shabbos. But if it's a dinner, like a little bit of yontif, like I mentioned before, so then some hold it applies already. Thursday night. Anyway, but we mekabel yontif early. So how are we mekabel yontif early? By not, right? By not eating anymore, by not drinking more, by not working anymore. Or mekabel early, like we're mekabel Shabbos early. Is there any kumva asay? Is there any positive that you do? Okay, anything you're supposed to do that indicates the acceptance of yontif, so to speak? You know, like right at the early time when it's still light out? On a regular Shabbos, you make Kiddush and so on. We're not davening yet. So I thought that maybe this vidui is like the kumva say, the vidui of Im Chashecha, right? That's what Ramban said, just before, mamish before, it's real Yom Kippur. Never mind Tosefes. It's before the real Yom Kippur. During the slot of Tosefes is when you're going to say this vidui, according to Ramban. You said, like the Mishaburi said, Tfilah Zaka, or this piyut that the Pichorosh and the Maram Chaviv talked about, or whatever. When is that? That's during the time of the Tosefes. That's the kumva say, so to speak, of being mekabel Yom Kippur. How I'm going to do another vidu right now? Okay, I'm going to say vidu now. That's part of it. The Sfasemes doesn't exactly say it, but he mentions. He says in the second line of 53, the high time mizvada erev Yom Kippur mincha. Okay, he talks about why we're mizvada erev Yom Kippur mincha time. Okay, but again, at least you could extrapolate possibly a little bit. Okay, from the Sfasemes, that maybe it's referring to this time as well. I just wanted to mention, because that's why he says eating on the ninth is like fasting. How is it like fasting? So there's some quality to it, and I want to add this kumvase element. You can take it or leave it, yeah.
If we say that Vidur is Tosefet, then it takes away our answer to the Kashan Shulchan Aruch, because then it becomes part of it.
Right, but it's not really. That's a very good question. We have to analyze a different time with the nature of Tosefet. What exactly happened? Could be Tosefet doesn't really change the date. It's still Friday. It's still, you know, okay, we're knowing, we do things, we don't do malacha, or whatever. Okay, but it's not necessarily a kasha. But anyway, that was just a thought. I just want to end off, it's interesting, the Poskim discuss, you know, that on Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur, we say it only in the Silent Shemoneh Esrei, not in the Chazor Shashatz. That's what the Rosh discussed in Perkhev Ches and Chafei. That's what I looked at in most of the remaining sources. We don't have so much time. But the question is, you know, why don't we do it in the Chazor Shashatz? Especially the Korban Asana writes in the next page, Osrei, Shoshin, you know, he says if there are people who don't know how to say Shemoneh Esrei, so why should they lose out on this Vidui, right? The whole Chazor Shashatz was the end of, okay, today we have Sidurim. But in those days they didn't have Sidurim, you know, why should you lose out? And he quotes Rambam Gaon and says, you did do it in the Chazor Tzibur. The Mordechai quotes in Tavshin Chav Hei of Yuma, we don't do it, we only do it privately, and not, because it's not, if you don't do it in the Shemoneh Esrei, because it's not such a necessity anyway, it's only Chashash with the meal. And anyway, Shulchan Aruch says, in Sinatofer Zayin Tzivich Hey that we don't do it during the Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, even though as a tour points out in a place, you could put it in the Baruch of Slachonu. Anyway, I just want to end by pointing out what, perhaps why not. This is really based on what the Rav said. Salvation is printed in Hari Kedem. There's a couple of essays on this part of the video of Erev Kippur. So he says as follows. He says, you know, if you look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halachas Tshuva Halacha Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam talks all about tshuva and what do you need for tshuva. You need charat on the past, and you need Kabbalah, you need all kinds of things, right, in order to have proper tshuva on Yom Kippur, at any time. And yet when he talks in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, Havidu Shenagu Bo Koyisrael, Aval Anachnu, or we say Anachnu Vaseinu, Chatanu, Vuhu Iker Vidui. And same thing by carbonus. When you bring carbonus, Hilchos Maaseh Carbonus, Perek Gimel Halacha Dal Tesvav, you just say a small text. Where's the charota? Where's the Kabbalah Asid? I thought that was a necessary part of the program. Why is this alone enough? So Rav basically said that on Yom Kippur, the Vidya has a dual function or a different function. On Yom Kippur, the Vidya is part and parcel of the text of the Yom Kippur davening. The Vidya there, at this point in time, certainly the Tzibur Dikah Vidui, that right, you say the Tzibur, that's really a vidui of Yom Kippur. That it's part of the davening on Yom Kippur. It's in the middle of Shemar Esrei, like we said before. It's in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Okay? That's not, that's almost a technical vidui. The vidui that you say quietly, when you're lost in your own thoughts, but let's be honest with you, when they say the vidui of the Chazaras HaShatz, it's very hard to think, and many people have, I myself have, when I say the vidui, papers or explanations of what each one is. I'm sure people have seen it. The art school Maxa has different things. This includes that sin. Everyone's got their own with Chayodim. Others wrote it up. But you know, when they're doing the Chazal Shatz, Shamnu, but not time to think about anything. You can barely look at English translation, right? With Al Chet, it's fast. Because at that point, you're saying it is a tzibur and there's a value to the Vida the tzibur, which I don't go into now. But the private sin, that's why it's Mincha. It's not Yom Kippur yet. Mincha, the Vidui, is the personal Vidui. It's not in Chazaras HaShatz because that's not, it's not part of the davening. It's a different kind of vidui. It's the vidui of Aseres HaMetshuva. It's the vidui of the Slichas. It's the vidui of building up to Yom Kippur. Okay? It's like before you bring a carbon, you had to bring yourself to Mount Jager, bring a carbon. Once you're there already, you can just do the technicality. So perhaps that's a distinction between the vidui of Yom Kippur and the vidui of Yom Kippur. But in any event, I just want to give you some insight a little bit into the notion of what the vidui of Yom Kippur is all about. And perhaps, you know, you can decide yourself whether you want to follow this quote-unquote Chumar, the Ramban, which many seem to like. Again, I don't know too many shuls that do it, but perhaps private individuals may make sense to do the Ashamnu right after they finish Tzilah Zakah. Wish everybody a Gmar Tzinah Tova and a good convention.
Thank you.
Welcome to you.